Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
The best player in the league was the best player in the finals. So SGA wins regular season MVP. And finals MVP, we put him on a pretty awesome list with Shaq and Lou Alcindor and Michael Jordan of doing the double.
Is that the entire list?
No, but that's a big part of it.
Yeah, that's a good list. That's an impressive list
I think Jokic too, maybe?
I had a moment last night watching SGA try to play defense on Pascal Siakam in the post. And they were up 16 at the time, was the Thunder. And SGA was battling his ass off against the bigger and taller and stronger Siakam. And I was like, man, look at that. The effort that the MVP is playing with. And their whole team plays with that effort. I love how hard they all play. And they play unified team defense. They are a very, very compelling an attractive team to watch if you can get past the fact that they're from the basketball hotbed of Oklahoma City. And frankly, a lot of like very casual NBA fans still struggle with that as a concept. Like, what the hell?
We'll struggle with the fact that it's the Supersonics.
It's the Supersonics.
Yeah.
Like pour one out for Jack Sikma.
I get that. Here's the list. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
SGA.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't happened in 12 years. LeBron James.
This is full season NBA MVP and NBA Finals MVP.
LeBron James in 2013 and 2012. Tim Duncan in 2003. Shaq in 2000. His numbers that season were absurd. In the finals, Shaq went 38 points, 17 rebounds, and 3 blocks.
That's hilarious.
Yes, that's pretty good.
He was hard to defend.
Michael Jordan in 98 and 96. Because, you know, people had fatigue of him being the best player in the league. Karl Malone. Hakeem Olajuwon in 94. Jordan in 92 and 91.
Wait, so Jordan did it 4 times.
Magic Johnson in 87. Larry Bird in 86. Larry Bird in 84.
Wow.
Moses Malone in 83.
Faux.
At the time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was Lou Alcindor in 1971, and he did it 27-19 for all those games for Lou Alcindor. And Willis Reed in 1970.
Wow.
There's your list.
Willis Reed in 70. That's not the year that Willis Reed got hurt and came off the bench in the famous finals game. Maybe
yep.
It was.
Game 7.
So he's the MVP, even though he just played that little bit in game 7.
He averaged 24 and 14 for the playoffs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that'll work.
I mean, those are all timers. Every one of those people is like Hall of Famer, arguably top 10, yeah. top 20 player in the yeah. history of the sport.
Yes. Yeah.
And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
He's got a chance. He's really special. And I know that people call him a foul hunter and all of that. But just like James Harden, if you find a glitch in the Matrix and you're able to exploit it, then go exploit it.
The 11th overall pick in the 2018 NBA draft.
By the Clippers, right?
Yep. Tyrese Haliburton, actually by the Charlotte Hornets and then traded to the Clippers. But who's counting? Tyrese Haliburton, the 12th overall pick. Jalen Williams, the 10th overall pick. That all seems very relevant to me with the Bulls picking 10th in this upcoming draft.
We'll get to the Bulls in a second. I enjoy this finals, and I always think it's weird when – and the ratings will come out for the finals, and we'll find out this is the lowest-rated finals in forever because of the markets. And I'm not sure if you just enjoy ball, why that matters to you. Like, Bomani always talks about the idea of, like, you're not a stockholder, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. You're not a stockholder. Well, maybe you are in Disney. Maybe you have some Disney stock. But you shouldn't be worried about that part of it. I thought there was some really entertaining basketball that was played throughout this series, and it was just damn fun. Even if it were two of the smallest, if not the smallest, cities in the NBA.
It was really fun. And Indiana... I mean, give it up for Rick Carlisle, who I thought coached his ass off these entire playoffs.
He did.
And it, like, even in game six, it's not like they just kind of held on in a nail biter to force game seven. They beat the bejesus out of and seemed to have evolved again. Like, they figured out some other ways. And last night's plan to use Haliburton the way that they were was further proof of coaching and thought and evolution, and that whole bunch plays really well. And last night was good. First half was incredible. And actually, even in the fourth quarter, that team was busting their ass to come back.
They were trying. And TJ McConnell, what he did in the series for when Haliburton was out was impressive. What he did in the third quarter last night,
it's crazy,
was impressive. The fact that, because you would think, like, oh, this game's completely over, but because McConnell had played so well in previous games,
you didn't
walk away feeling like that the Pacers didn't have a chance.
It caught up to him a little bit. He got blocked by Holmgren at one point.
Chet Holmgren's defense, as much as anything, and I love SGA, Chet Holmgren's defense in the second half of that game is why Indiana didn't complete the comeback, because I think they had gotten it down to either 10 or 8, and you're like, oh. Like, it was one of those things where, like, I was like, let me start packing up my night and getting ready for bed. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to watch how this plays out. And then there was a play.
I think it was 9 right there between 10 and 8.
I think you're right. There was 9. And then there was a play where they came down and he made a block. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then what did he end up with, 5 blocks or something like that in the game?
Something like that. He definitely affected things. One more Pacer to shout out, by the way.
Siakam?
No. When they needed somebody to just be relentless and explosive at the end, Benedict Mathurin was on one, just trying to get to the rim every single time, throwing his body at people and at the floor willy-nilly. And I had a moment watching him being like, man, sometimes a dude at the end of his first contract is just starting to show you a little bit of what's possible. And, like, that guy's explosive offensive energy, like, if he plays like that, like, that kind of attack, it makes you think about investing in somebody like
He's
that.
He's a frustrating player because he gives you a game like this, and what was it, game 4 where he scored 27 points? He gives you those type of games, and then there are other games where you're like, is he playing tonight?
I know.
Because I haven't seen him.
And it's like, and it's a conundrum of whether to invest. I suspect the Pacers are not going to be able to invest in him, you know, with everything else that they're going to have to invest in and keep things going. So I don't know, but I was impressed with his aggressiveness and heart last night.
And let me just say, as far as environment for basketball, and because Oklahoma City is not a pro city other than the Thunder, I like the environment of their games, their home games. Like, it is loud. People are into it. They have their own chance. Like, it's fun when teams, they will wear all blue all the time. They will section it off and do blue and white and blue and white. And I dig that. Like, I dig that there are still places where the community aspect of a team is still a thing. And it's like that in Indy as well. And in Indianapolis, like, you could feel the stress of what used to be, what, Conseco Fieldhouse? Like, you can feel it, and you can feel like that. And I know that in most places where there's finals, that there's going to be an energy. But the energy you have in a place like Miami is very different from what you have in Oklahoma City.
I agree.
And
I agree.
I'm not saying basketball. that one's better than the other. I'm just saying that I like that there is a uniqueness to what's happening in Oklahoma City.
I'm thinking of that bucket mouth blonde who flipped off. Was it Joakim Noah she flipped off?
Oh yeah.
In Miami?
Yes.
God. Just loathsome. Oh, man.
See, your fan stuff is kicking back in. It's mine happened when the Knicks were getting eliminated.
And then you brought up the Miami crowd and it just kicked right back.
And then Miami also has that lady that always has, like, Heat stuff. Like, she always has dresses that are made on, like, Heat emblems. You're like, how much money does she have? Because she's at every game sitting front row. And she's got Heat dresses and mini skirts and everything else.
Lawrence, Stephen A. Smith is undeniably good, entertaining at what he does as an opinionist and a performance artist, okay?
He tends to be loud, wrong, and take pointlessly dramatic pauses.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. John Oliver nailed that.
His daughter out last week, and she was hilarious.
Okay.
I believe she was answering phones for Hit and Run.
Stephen A., I mean, if you like him as an opinionist on the TV shows and a performance artist, good for you. I do not, but that's okay. I get it. But when it comes to legitimate big-time sports content, like the games themselves, he has no place. No place. Because authenticity and intellectual credibility is no longer part of his persona. It's gone. To me, it is just gone. That's the price you pay for doing what he does. And he's so clearly wanting it to be about him. I found it incredibly distracting. This was pregame. And shout out to Bob Myers, who with a great line at the end to knock it home.
Knock down a few threes.
Can I say this on national television?
Yeah, sure.
You can say what you want.
Yeah,
from a basketball standpoint, I'm not disagreeing with Perk per se, but he's really annoying me today. And I'm going to tell you why Perkins is annoying me.
Oh,
because this is a man that is a champion. You're talking about a game seven, and he's talking about a game seven like, you know what? Hey, Cat's just going to step up. No, somebody's palms are going to get sweaty. Backside going to get tight. Somebody. It always happens in a game seven. Now, I don't know who's going to do it, but he acts like everybody that's been producing all year long, come game seven, it's no different. It's very, very, very different. And he knows this because he's a champion. And not only that, when they lost in game seven, you were injured. You didn't play. Had you played, you might have beat the Lakers. It's a big deal.
Perk.
It's a game seven.
Can I defend your honor?
No,
I don't think we got time. Just because you yell something doesn't mean it's true.
He tends to be loud, wrong, and take pointlessly dramatic pauses.
Just because you yell something doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, nobody cares about you versus Kendrick Perkins. Nobody. That we're here at game seven of the NBA Finals, man. It is not about you.
By the way, I meant to tell Tanny to flag this, but Malika Andrews' essay going into the beginning of the game broadcast, I thought was really beautiful. And it showed off her ability to write, like she used to write for the Tribune. But I was like, man, it's not like the same type of bigness that you would get like from a produced piece, but for someone sitting there at the desk, like talking about how these teams got here.
Good.
And she should have been louder. She should have went after someone. Yes. And maybe we'd be playing it right now.
I agree, Tanny. I agree.
Who cares about positivity and eloquence and doing your job at a high level?
It's about the games, though, man. I'm sure Malika's piece was lovely.
It was really beautiful.
She focused on the teams and the games.
And I thought the way that they did it, too, where they kind of had like the four shot, and then they kind of, the director was like, all right, let's go. Let's focus in on her. And then she got the essay off and then went right to Mike Breen. And I was like, that's the way that it's supposed to look.
That's awesome. Because the thing about Barkley and Shaq and Kenny is you know they love ball. They love hoops.
Too.
And Ernie. And they can all just sit back sometimes and let the basketball be the star. Like the game and the teams can be the star. Stephen A. doesn't do that. And I don't want to watch him not do that. I had to turn off halftime. I couldn't even hang with halftime.
Well, they got a lot of problems with halftime, which we hope are going to be fixed because the TNT crew is going to be doing the halftimes now.
Stephen A. will be gone, and that's a big part of what's going to fix it. Get off my TV.
They've got to figure out how to spot load halftime because I need space for people to do their thing. It's an inventory issue, and we'll see if ESPN figures it out. Look, I've hosted shows. You've hosted shows with athletes. And yes, I would say that we're in a position to maybe know a little bit more than the average fan. But when it comes to real analysis inside of a game broadcast, not talk shows.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is a game, man.
Inside of a game broadcast, it's my opinion that people like us should probably fall back. So him even being on the dais with Perk and with Bob, it seems odd. And I get that you want to add in the idea of someone kind of giving their opinion on things. And I always felt it was weird when it was him on there and Wilbon on there. I thought it was strange that they were both there because ESPN has their pick of ex-players that they can put up there to give you a more well-rounded view of how all of this goes. And look, there's a place for the amount of history and connections that people like Stephen A. and Michael Wilbon have. I just don't know if it's necessary, if it serves the viewer in that particular space.
I think it does not. I think it does not serve them, does serve the viewer on the game broadcast when I'm there to learn about it. I there was more at halftime, Tanny tells me, because it started and I was like, I can't. I just can't do it. I'd rather find some other way to think about this game or some other thing. Who's he yelling at? Was he yelling at Kendrick Perkins again?
Oh, anyone is peripheral. Yeah.
Other Pacers have stepped up and they've answered the call. They're not going down without a fight. It's up to OKC to take it from them. Even without Halliburton, they're letting you know, we believe we can beat y'all, and OKC is going to have to answer that call. And as far as I'm concerned, they have it. When Halliburton goes down, that's like shark and blood-infested waters. I'm looking for the sharks on OKC. I don't see them outside of OKC, outside of Shea right now. He's not getting the help he needs right now. And if he doesn't get it, OKC is not winning this game.
Quit yelling.
Seriously, Farmio. So wait, your concern about the spot load, it's Turner, though, right? It's Turner and NBC.
No, it's ESPN. Turner's producing it, but it's going to be on ESPN.
All right, I'm confused by that. So, and for NBA finals, even?
I don't know what the choice is for the finals, but they're going to be the halftime show for ESPN. They're going over to ESPN.
Yes.
But I believe it's still going to emanate from Atlanta and that Turner's going to produce it.
I thought it was NBC.
Well, NBC also has a contract with the NBA.
So some of the NBA and some of the ESPN. So it'll be these guys for ESPN.
Yes.
So I get my Stephen A. removal wish.
Yes, for now. I mean, he's their most popular personality.
I know.
And I think that a lot of what we've seen over the last couple of years, quite honestly, is just a guy who's been asked to do too much. But when you make $20 million a year, your company is going to ask you to do a lot of things. Yeah. I think that they have, when it comes to the TV stuff, I think they have asked too much of him and McAfee and Greeny.
Well, and
they're clearly like, they're saying these are our three most popular people, and that's cool.
Yeah, that's fine, but they've lost sight of what a game broadcast is actually supposed to be and what people actually want. And maybe part of it is like they have concerns about market size and all that.
I don't know.
It's probably Stephen A. If it was Knicks and Golden State, it's probably still Stephen A. And I wish to hell it wasn't.
Their NBA, so they do the NBA live show and then NFL live. We always joke about NFL live when we see Laura Rutledge, right? Because she's also one of the best studio hosts in our business.
And then there's all these other shows that have people who are decidedly not Laura Rutledge.
Right. But on the NBA Live, like that show with Malika and Wendy and Perk and Shanae, I think is a really good basketball show. And it's because everyone serves a purpose. Malika serves the purpose of being the MC. She is setting everyone up. Wendy is your information guy. And that's where a normie like us, like that's kind of the role that we should probably have on a broadcast.
A NARP.
A
non-athletic regular person.
You're there to kind of provide information.
That's cool.
And then you have Chiney who played in the WNBA and does color analysis. And you have Perk who played in the NBA. That's a well-rounded thing. The thing that they, when they're broadcast on the WNBA, where it's L and Chiney, and I forget, what's the young lady's name? She's really good, played guard at Tennessee. That they're really good at, let's do breakdowns. And I don't know, like it, sometimes though, Spiegs, honestly, I think that we might have a different view than the average person because of what we do.
I don't think so. I really don't. I think that ESPN decided back when they had Wilbon and they had Bill Simmons on their NBA Finals roundtable that they wanted personalities. And I don't think that's the right way to go. And I don't think it's necessary to do that. You can do that for your extended pregame. And
Andrea Carter, thank you very much, Texter.
And you can do it for all the other ways. But like, I want to know what the players are thinking, what the coaches are thinking from people who have been in those spots. And I'd like to know what the basketball X's and O's are as well. Like, there's a way to still talk about the humanitarian nature of it. And if those people are brave enough to call out some performance or some tightness, that would be great. What I don't need is a bloviator making it about himself versus another person, because that's not what a game broadcast is about.
It's been a long time since I've produced any television. I just think that there's a way to, if you have to, if you're ESPN and you're like, man, Stephen A. is our most popular personality, we have to have him involved, I think there's a way to do it. I don't think that it's him on the dais. I think that you can move it along and you can say, all right, this is Stephen A.'s take or whatever you want to call it, where he is off by himself. And
sure.
And he then gives something.
You want to do that?
That you know what I mean?
I'm down with that. And then go back to the crew and say, does any of that actually resonate or matter? And you let them say yes
absolutely.
Or no.
Absolutely.
I'm down with that.
Absolutely. Like that, it's, I don't know, man. Like whenever I look at it, I think the pregame shows have and postgame shows have become so bloated. I think there are too many people, which means that there's less really great conversation because so many people have to kind of jump in. And then when you're talking about halftime, where you do only have really 10 minutes where you can program it, it makes it even more difficult to get it right. Like I look at some of the choices that are made nationally when it comes to football coverage, and you go, man, there are five people on this panel. Well, how am I going to get, unless you're really good at directing it, and Kurt Menefee, for example, is really good at saying, okay, Terry, tell me about what's happening with blah, 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 who's playing quarterback. Unless you have someone who is so good at moving the ball around, it can feel like you're just kind of sitting there waiting to get to the next commercial. I think there's a lot of ways to make it better, but people haven't quite figured it out yet, and they want to put their personalities up front.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that too. But I also get your fatigue with it. There have been plenty of moments where I'm like, I got to hit the mute button right now.
Yeah, it's that's where I was last night. I look forward to him being removed from some NBA big time game broadcasts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.